welcome back to episode 41, I think, of What's the Dill. We're in a different filming location here. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'm in my car, I'm on my commute to work. If you're listening to this and you hear the hum of an engine or you hear birds chirping, I'm in my car. I did not have a ton of time to film this week. So I figured, you know what, I still wanna upload, I still want to put something out there. So I have some downtime while I'm commuting. I'm gonna secure the camera and I'm gonna record an episode. So don't worry though, everything's safe. I'm looking straight ahead. I got the camera locked in here. It's gonna stay locked in. Everybody's safe in here. And we're gonna record. And this week, you know, might be a shorter episode. I think it's just gonna be one segment long. And this segment is gonna be called the glory story. You know, this episode's glory story. Because growing up, there was, we would have time to share about like glory stories of the week. We'd share how God was working in our lives. Maybe, you know, around dinner on the weekend. But it was usually like. I thought I was going to fail a test, and I prayed to God, and I didn't fail a test. Got a D-. So, you know, we're going to fifth grade. You know, that's God's glory at work right there. As a kid, it was the glory stories usually revolved around school. Because last night was the Oscars. And, you know, I watched some of the Oscars and, you know, heard of some of the movies, hadn't heard of some of the movies. But it made me think about two different points. So two main points, that we are meant for glory and that we are meant to use our talents. So the first part, we're meant for glory. You know, the Oscars, they're a big show. You know, it's people get dressed up. It's like, you know, the biggest night in Hollywood, and there's all these stars there, and it's very glamorous, and people are crying, and there's like so much glory. And I think a lot of times it can be really easy to like use the Oscars and the Academy Awards in Hollywood as like the scapegoat for everything wrong with America, everything wrong with like why our society's crumbling. And don't get me wrong, like obviously Hollywood is not like the beacon of hope that God has put in our lives that we should look to as examples for, you know, how we can live our lives closer to God. But I do think that like it's easy to scapegoat like Hollywood and these events as like, oh, look at these Hollywood like fake people just you know having an award show, you know, this is so terrible. But one thing I thought like to kind of flip that narrative around was like, hey, like these people are glorifying their talent and their work and their movies. Like, we're meant for glory. We're meant to glorify as a people, as humans, we're meant to glorify things. And I think it's programmed in us. But what's interesting is like, you know, we're meant to glorify God. As a people, we naturally want to give glory to things. Look at, like, you know, sports stars, Academy Awards. It's like these people, you know, they're getting dressed up to give glory to things they made. And, you know, okay, you know, God gives us talents. That's the second part of this. But like, you know, that, okay, that's movies. And I was like, you know, think of this. Think of how, you know, crazy heaven's going to be when it's just going to be like all of God's glory in full display. You know, the Academy Awards are going to look like a diorama of a second grader compared to the glory of God in heaven and God's true glory. You know, that's probably not even enough distance in between how much glory God is going to have in heaven when we're glorifying God in heaven. But that, it got me thinking. I was like, you know, it's really like, we watch Academy Awards, we see them, it's easy to say like, you know, these people are, you know, every time they thank people, they're always thanking people you've never heard of. They're always like, I want to thank Jeff Cohen. I want to thank Alicia Fentwood. You're like, who is Alicia Fentwood? Like, who are these people? And they're always like really big deals. You know, they show them in the audience. They're always like, yeah, you know, no, this is about you. Like, who are these people? But, you know, it's really interesting to think about like, we give glory to each other. But we're programmed to give glory to God. We are programmed to glorify. Like, that's part of the deal. And that's part of what makes us human, is that God instilled in me this code to glorify. And I was like, you know, it actually kind of reminded me. I was like, you know, this is good. You know, Academy Awards, maybe I'll watch some of these movies. I hadn't really seen many of them. But, you know, I haven't really seen many of them. But, like, I want to not forget that I am programmed to glorify God. So you know, even this episode, I was like, all right, like, let's talk about it. This is part of my programming. I see the Academy Awards. I watch the Academy Awards. Let's record an episode on the commute so I can give glory to God. This is then me using my skills to glorify God. And I want to make sure that if I, you know, want to say like, wow, that movie's incredible, that there's a part of me that's also like for God, that can give God his glory at all times, every day, in the big things and the little things, that I'm always putting the glory to God. You know, and it's funny because they always thank the people. They thank the people you never heard of. They thank their co-stars. They never thank God. It's always so funny. You know, maybe sometimes someone will thank God. They'll be like, I want to thank, Jeff Cohen. Thank the director, my co-stars, all the Academy people who are in this category. They're like, I also want to thank God. They start playing the music, playing them off the stage. They're like, get this person off the stage. You know, they're thanking God. Play him off. You know, I want to make sure that I'm glorifying God with my life. Which brings me to my second point. Which is that, you know, the Academy Award, these are people who are living their talents, living the parable of the talents out. You know, they're actors, they're people who, you know, are actors, who are camera people, sound people, set design. But these are people who are, like, using their talents. And it really kind of inspired me to also be like, hey, like, we also need to make sure that we're using our talents for God, to glorify God. So, you know, like, whatever it is that we're doing, you know, for me, I work in, you know, marketing, and I'm doing backseat media where I'm using my media skills. I want to make sure I'm doing it to glorify God. I'm really using these talents and living them out to the best, you know, to the limit, that I'm doing it well, living in a place of excellence, doing these things at a place of excellence. You know, the Academy Award, this is like, they're showing the achievements of people who are like the excellence of that year. And we're called to be excellent. You know, God programmed us to be excellent. God programmed me to do things well, to use the talents he gave me to, like, get out there, not necessarily win awards, but get out there and, like, glorify God with my talents. And so, you know, that's even why I'm doing this. That's why I'm doing this stuff, this backseat media. That's why I'm doing this podcast, is to use my talents to glorify God. And, you know, I think the Academy Awards is a good example of people using their talents and living them out. Hey, like, let those people be an example that whatever we do, media, you're an accountant, a lawyer, teacher, you know, homemaker, you know, program manager, software engineer, whatever it is, that we use our talents for the glory of God. And that, like, hey, God put these talents in us, and for a reason, that we are supposed to be out there and really live it out. I mean, it's really easy to look at my talents and to divide them between, like, things of this world and spiritual talents. You know, it's like, all right, God gave me talents and, you know, I grew up playing sports. God gave me talents with media. You know, those are okay. Those are worldly things. What are my spiritual talents that I can use for God? But, like, God wants us to use all of my talents. God wants me to use all of my talents for him and live them out. Like, I'm not like a doctor. I'm not a science guy. I'm grossed out by blood. I walk into a hospital, my head starts spinning. I'm like, I was not built to be a doctor, a nurse, a PA, physical therapist. I don't have it in me. But people do. There are doctors, physical therapists, PAs, nurses saving lives every single day. And that's like living out their talents. You know, so God puts talents in each of us to live out for him. And that's what it all is about. That's what the Academy Awards reminded me of. So that was a good reminder for me last night, that, like, hey, we're meant to glorify. We are programmed to glorify. We're meant to glorify God. You know, it's okay to give glory to earthly things. It's okay to give glory to human things. But at our core, we are programmed to give glory to God. And, you know, I think it's easy to see the glory of the Academy Awards and to see all these, you know, people dressed up and giving, you know, speeches, and it's you know, can be very moving, and that's great. But, like, let's not forget that our glory is set with God alone. And then, secondly, that we're supposed to use our talents for God, glorify God, change the world with them. He wants us to live our talents out. And these people in Hollywood, you know, they're living their talents out. They're living out their excellence. Let's make sure that as for us, that we're being excellent with our talents and we're not scared to use our talents in the world for God. And let's make sure we're using our talents for God out there in the world, proclaiming the gospel, showing our talents, showing what how God made us for God every day. So just pulled into work. I backed in. I think I'm gonna have to make a couple cuts here. I was gonna try to do this all in one take, but I think I have to make a couple cuts because I was just silent as I was like watching traffic. But thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I don't even know how long this final product is gonna be right here, but I wanted to make this episode. It's a quick hitter here for What's the Deal. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. If you're watching this on YouTube, like, subscribe, social media, follow us. You know, I appreciate everyone who listens and watches. I really, really, really do. Thank you so much all for watching, listening to this episode.